Can I ask you to join us in the front, please? Are there questions in the audience right away? Yeah, we're like, you're in like full-on interrogation. Maybe we can bring up the light in the room up again, so we can all see each other a little better. Any questions in the audience? Please.
You talked about that you said you were transitioning into doing some painting, and I was wondering how that was affecting the scale of your work, or if you were working at a different scale.
The work's a little bigger. The panels are sort of 8 by 10 or 8 by 16 inches. They're still meticulous, but after hearing people tell me, you're going to go blind, 50 times a week for the last 7 years, I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe I should start to scale up. So they will be a little bigger, but still the maniacal detail will be there.
I have two questions. First one is a quick one. Dave Mueller, what kind of, you're a DJ, you're like a radio DJ or, you know, like a club?
A little bit of everything. But I started off in college radio.
Okay.
And then I do like, you know, parties for friends and bars and things.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Art events.
And then my other question was for Kurt. The, you know, the male nudes, the genitalia is, you know, red, you know, more red than the rest of the flesh. Is that like a, you know, I know some animals like baboons or something, you know, when they're ready to mate or sexually, whatever, you know, they're that part of their body changes color. Was that a conscious thing or,
you know?
No.
I mean, the ends of the extremities, including that one, tend to be redder than the center of the body. And I guess I overdid it, but not with any conscious intent.
Just kind of stood out. You know.
Were the hands kind of reddish too?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I agree with you. I think that those penises are badly painted. Until I think I got better with the later ones, because penises tend to be a kind of like grayish purple, not a red. So I think I got more color sensitive.
Thanks.
Rachel, a technical question. When you glue something onto your paintings, what kind of glue do you use? Or
usually just acrylic medium, but it depends. I mean, sometimes I'll use methyl cellulose, any water-based adhesive.
I have so many questions too that address all of you, so I don't even know where to start. But I think it was very, very interesting to see not only the range of approaches and works, but also the way in which sort of drawing weaves in and out of this. And I guess my question would be to Kurt, because he started and it was the one presentation that didn't incorporate drawing in the presentation, which is, of course, the work that we have in the collection. Do you think of your drawings strictly as studies for the painting? Do they have strictly a kind of a purpose relationship to the work? I think in some of the other presentations, the drawing sometimes plays a role that has a different relationship. And I just wanted to see how in your case, because what you presented were strictly paintings of drawing, for you plays a role simply as a sketch.
For the most part, it does. I have done some drawings that are just meant as autonomous pieces. But I guess I would like to have a better reason to do drawings just as autonomous pieces, but I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet. So for the most part, they're studies.
I don't think I've figured out how to make paintings out of... You know, I mean, I still call them drawings, so it's like the same thing. I can't figure out how to really call them paintings. I'm coming around to that. But I haven't really figured out how to call them paintings outright. I mean, I always started from something I thought was drawing. But now I guess I am. I mean, it's an interesting question.
But are they? Is the later work that you presented, has it changed in medium, or is it still basically a watercolor? I mean,
they're all acrylic on paper. I mean, it's just really thinned out acrylic. So technically, no. Occasionally, I'll use something like with the one called Notre Dame, It's got, you know, a metallic gold paint, like an oil-based, shellac-based paint.
But it's still paper-based work.
Yeah, it's still paper. I haven't figured out why I need to do anything else yet. I mean, I think about it a lot. But I haven't, you know, it's like kind of like Kurt. I haven't figured out how to, you know, do that for, you know, in a way that I believe in it or something. Mm-hmm.
But do you think of it as sort of something other than drawing practice? I mean, I guess we...
Conceptual art. I don't know. I mean, you know, I kind of consider it just like, I mean, sometimes it's like a lot of performance. I don't know. I think about it as concept, you know, kind of taking all those things into account. I think it probably began with drawing. So I'm getting a phone call. But you know, anyway,
you should start making paintings.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, you know, like I mean, you know, like I've got to face the fact that I guess I am, you know, like I'm kind of a painter, and that I've got a lot of the painting issues. Someone's gonna, I don't know, it's me though. It might be someone else's mic.
Okay, here, let's do this.
My question for tomorrow, since you know, I feel like our work has something in common, and you mentioned yourself, like, where are the people in your work? So my question is, where are the people, or how have you addressed that, you know, whether to include them or...
Well, I mean, it came and went in different periods. For me, in a way, a lot of this came out of, like, roving around the city in the middle of the night as a teenager and just thinking, like, this is the best thing in the world, and, like, being in different cities, you know, walking around empty streets and being able to look at skyscrapers and all that kind of stuff and just never actually wanting to live in the country with trees and all that. Maybe a Woody Allen approach to nature. And it went back and forth. When someone first asked me that, I did a whole series of drawings where I took children's stickers, and I incorporated them in various parts of the architecture, which at that point was more fantastical, and they kind of stood in for the people. And as I said in this latest series of videos, there are going to be 4 music videos with different genres of music in each one, and it really is a performance of like a real song, but it simultaneously really is just a regular kind of art video where all those themes come in the same way. So I think, you know, maybe it's all where in our mind is where the people are, and they get to walk down the paths and choose. You know, you can't go everywhere because you're trapped in the geometry, but you can decide right, left, up, down, sideways, well, however the geometry allows you to move at that point. So all the people are the viewer.
Oh, thanks. My question is sort of twofold. One is, I noticed in your drawings, you mentioned that you bring out towards the viewer a sort of sculptural element. And I'm wondering, when you're creating a drawing, is there a back and forth between the drawn element that is flat and the more sculptural element? That's my first question. And the second question is, you know, it's the influence between your the sculpture and how they influence the drawing is obvious, and from your slides, I'm wondering, in your sculpture, how what element in your sculpture is influenced by the drawing, or what would you consider any part of your sculpture drawn?
Okay, so the first question. You know, when it comes to the two-dimension, you know, incorporating drawing and, say, collage, you know, that does, I guess, underlying a lot of my work is I like to use things from the real world, whether it's watering cans or, for instance, in the seed, the leaves that are actually glued to the paper are found leaves that are embossed, so they have a physicality. And then I also, the way that I work, like with sewing, as well as drawing, it adds another layer of physicality actually just to the making of the work. But I do like to combine, you know, a lot of people saying that my drawings are really sculptural, and I think part of that has to do with the fact that I'm using other materials, not just drawing materials. And the other was, how did the drawings inform the sculpture? You know, normally the sculptures inform the drawings. I do see, you know, whenever you're working with thread or linear elements, you know, line sort of comes in. I think they sort of inform each other a lot, but I would say in general the sculpture informs the drawing. I mean, I guess although my work years and years ago started out drawing into collage, into, you know, assemblage, into sculpture, Now my impulse is three-dimensional, and that impulse then turns into, you know, two-dimensional works.
You were aware of each other's work prior to this forum?
5 out of 6. I mean, I was surprised, actually, in some respects. I mean, some people I don't know by name, but I've seen the work up on websites or everything else, or in different places. And I can't even tell you where I saw them, but I knew I'd seen them, so, like, just about everybody.
I knew Tamara's work because we both showed at the same gallery, and although I didn't know Gerald's work, I see him around town all the time. So it's sort of like, you know, like at openings or galleries or whatever. So now, now I know the work as well.
Yeah, I would say something similar about 4 or 5 of the people. And it is really nice to put a face to the name and also, like everyone else, hear the rationale or some background.
Living in the mountains of Pennsylvania, I'm sort of blissfully ignorant of a lot of what's going on in the art world. Well, regrettably ignorant, actually. Every time I come here, you know, I love seeing the work. But I think I have seen Dave's work. But everybody else is new to me, and it's really wonderful to see the work.
Yeah, I think the same for me. I wasn't familiar with anyone's work either, but it was a good opportunity to see it here. And,
I think part of the beauty of the series of presentations is also that they, through sort of random order, introduce, you know, these kind of surprising connections and communications that go on in between the presentations. And so I think it's always nice to kind of see what happens in the room.
Well, I'd like to ask a question of everyone else, which is one thing that I think about drawing all the time is, well, part of it is, as you were discussing before, what defines it? Is it just on paper? For me, it has a lot to do with not layering, actually. But one thing in this particular group I'd like to ask is kind of, it seems like a lot of people work more traditionally. And for me, one of the things that's been progressive is work is really that kind of tension between the hand and the computer and those kind of different ways of looking at things and also the audience and materials that that can be projected on.
Well, let's see. My work not only started out in drawing, but charcoal drawing specifically. So I just adore working with the medium. And so I think in some ways charcoal is kind of a more traditional medium. But it's something that I haven't had a chance to work in a while, but I always really loved. So I think that's probably the most sort of traditional aspect to my drawing. Although I have to say I'm not a painter. I've never been a painter. And I also love paper. So I think that's also anybody who really gets into drawing loves working on that surface.
I actually trained as a sculptor all the way through school. And by the end of my graduate school work, I was doing something on the order of like sort of social situations, setting up a space to do shows in and things like that and setting up performances and all sorts of things like that. So I think that coming into drawing was almost, like, I didn't even think I never even considered it until I sort of had to come up with something to make, or, like, I finally just came around to that be something I'd want to do. But I hadn't ever trained in it at all, and that just led to everything else. But I never had a computer when I started. I had to figure out how to do it just the way I wanted to. Like, something, I had to make something the way I wanted to.
I'm not sure how I would answer this. I guess I'm not going to get into a definition of drawing because it seems so fluid and impossible to define. I guess what I would say about drawing, maybe just as an elaboration on Christian's question, is in spite of the fact that I work in a very traditional way, I find traditional painting to be extremely problematic, and I'm extremely judgmental of other traditional painters for the most part. And but I think that paintings, the fact that painting has for so long been such a, not marginalized, but maybe a questioned practice, that I think there's a lot of space to do interesting things within it. With drawing, I feel like it's, maybe drawing's a little bit too fetishized and not in these artists' work and not in a lot of artists' work, but there's something about drawing that's too fetishized for me to really be able to find my voice in it or something like that. I don't know.
Drawing's the old painting.
Drawing for me, I guess, having a background in books and video, I worked at a video store for 3 years, and so storytelling is definitely a big part of my education, you could say. And drawing is sort of an expedient way to share a narrative, and so I've always been into delineation, and I think it's just, yeah, just a straight-up way to tell a story.
Yeah, I guess in my work... from those drawings on the photographs, the drawing kind of eventually brought me back to painting. I mean, I would draw with a compass, and then later with a brush and a compass, and then finally I was making paintings. So I thought drawing was pretty important just to, after taking a brief vacation from painting, going through photography and some kind of idea works to bring me back to painting that where I was originally trained and studied, but I continue to do preliminary drawings for current paintings now, and just we'll see how it goes.
I think we have time for one last question.
Perhaps you addressed this, and I didn't hear it, but I was just wondering how you came to that scale.
Well, since I was a toddler, I've always been making very detailed drawings. The scale thing, I started in art school. I studied painting and sculpture at Tyler School of Art, but I also was making these very small drawings, and they ridiculed me for those there. But I drifted into it. I think it was just sort of an obstacle, really, to give me something to work against. And making those tiny drawings is incredibly physical. You know, it's like surgery, really, in a way. Like, so it's a physical obstacle kind of challenge type thing that I've been enjoyed doing, I guess. Maybe control freak type thing too. I don't know. Just I don't know.
Really interesting.
I think we have to move out of the space again, unfortunately. I hope you all come back on Thursday for the last of our 5x20x20 presentations. I hope you have time to see the exhibition Compass in Hand. And in the future, we'll track a little more closely all the drawings from the Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection. So read the labels and the credit line, and you'll come across many artists from that collection in various places in the museum. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, everybody, for participating.